Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, four words from the end of the line with the words Hahu Da Amrle Lechavrei. Our Gemara is continuing the various Piskei Dinim of Rava concerning Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and the Gemara relates another story that happened, an Apsak of Rava. Hahu Da Amrle Lechavrei, there was a Ma'arer, who said to his friend, "My boy is Bahayara. What are you doing here on this land? It belongs to me." Amarle, the Machzik, said to the Ma'arer, "Not that I bought it from you, but Miplanya Zavina, I bought it from the Morikama, from that fellow, Va'achaltia Shnei Chazaka, and I have Edim that I worked the land. I ate the years of Chazaka. I have 3 years of Chazaka. And I bought it from him." Omar Lay, so the Ma'arer said to the Machzik, "Vahona kitna shtora," the Bach's Lashon is, "the zavna limine. I have a shtar that I bought it from the Morikama, ha arba shani. I bought it 4 years ago. So my shtar preceded your 3 years of the chazaka. If you would be claiming that you bought it from me, so then you would have a chazaka sheyeshima taina. However, you're claiming that you bought it from the Morikama and you were here for 3 years and you have a chazaka, but I have a shtar that shows that I bought it 4 years ago. So the Morikama had no right to sell it to you. So your chazaka is eynima taina. I would win this case." Amar Lei, so the Machzik said to the Ma'arer, "Mi savrat shnei chazaka tlashani kamina. Do you think that when I said I have years of chazaka, I meant the standard 3 years of chazaka? No, I didn't mean that. Shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I meant many years of chazaka, as we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, that I meant that I have 7 years of chazaka. I have 3 years of chazaka that preceded your shtar, which was written 4 years ago. I bought it from the Morikama. I had 3 years before he sold it to you, so he had no right to sell it to you because I had a raya that the field belonged to me because I was there 7 years ago for 3 years. So I have a raya that I bought it from him with a chazaka, and he had no right to sell it to you." Amar Rava, so Rava gave a psak on this case. Avidi inshi dekori l'shanei tuva shnei chazaka. This is a normal thing that people will refer to years of chazaka not to mean only 3 years, but it could mean a large amount of years, and they would still refer to it as years of chazaka. He didn't know, the Machzik didn't know that the Ma'arer had a shtar that was dated 4 years ago. He didn't know that he'd have to mention that I've been here already for 7 years. So therefore, he just said, Shnei Chazaka. He thought 3 years would be enough of a proof. Now that the Ma'arer is bringing out a shtar that it was sold to him by the Morikama 4 years ago, so he meant to say all the way from the beginning that I have many years of chazaka, and I'm just calling it shnei chazaka. But I don't mean three. I mean actually that there, I had 7 years, and I had 3 years even before he sold it to you, which he should never have sold it to you. Continues the Gemara. V'hani mila, when will the chazaka work? That's the achla sheva. That he was in the karka for 7 years. The kadum chazaka dahai l'shtar dahach. So then the chazaka of the machzik precedes the shtar of the ma'arer that was 4 years ago, and my chazaka is 7 years ago. As we go to daf lamed alf amid aleph, avol shis ein l'chamacha gedoy l'mizu. But let's say the machzik says that I've been here 6 years, and I was 2 years before your shtar. Then his chazaka of 6 years is meaningless because the fact that the Morikama, after 2 years, sold it to the person who is giving us the shtar that's 4 years old, there's no greater macha. The machzik can't say, "I have a chazaka of 6 years. You had a chazaka of 2 years, and you know how the Morikama protested your chazaka? He protested it by selling it to this other fellow who's producing the shtar. So Memela, you have absolutely no chazaka, and then we would give it to the person who's producing the shtar. And in that case, the Rashbam says, when you saw that your field was sold to someone else, and that is a tremendous macha, of course you should have kept your shtar. If, in fact, you had a shtar that predated the shtar 4 years ago, you had a shtar from 6 years ago, so when the Morikama sold it to this person 4 years ago, you should have kept your shtar because your mechira is being challenged. And the fact that you didn't keep it, memela, your whole chazak of 6 years is meaningless. Now, the question over here in the Gemara is, which Rashbam discusses, when the Gemara said that a Rava Paskin, of Vidi Inshi de Korla Shnei Tuva, Shnei Chazaka, and this person is claiming, as we just saw from the Gemara, that he's actually been here for 7 years, does he have to have Edim on those additional years? Originally he said he had Edim for 3 years of Chazaka. Now he's saying he was really there 7 years. Does he need Edim for those additional years back to 7 years ago or not? The Rashbam brings 6 lines from the bottom of the Rashbam on this Amud, V'yesh Meforshim, that on the 7 years you don't need a Chazaka. All you need is Edim for the 3 years of Chazaka. And they bring a raya, because otherwise, what did Rava mean? Avidi inish dekor l'shnei tuva shnei chazaka. If there are actually edim on the 7 years of chazaka, so what is the difference if people refer to shnei chazaka not only for 3 years, they refer to it to many years? He has edim that he has 7 years of chazaka, and his chazaka of 3 years precedes the shtar that was dated 4 years ago. He preceded that with a chazaka of 3 years from the Morikama. What's the difference what people refer to shnei chazaka as being many years of chazaka, not just three? Elamai, the pshat is, Rav is trying to say, according to the Yesh Meforshim, that since people refer to Shnei Chazaka as many years of Chazaka, it's enough if he brings Edim on 3 years, and we'll believe him on the rest. Says the Rashbam, that's not true. That is incorrect. Because the Rashbam, who goes with the Shita throughout these cases that we've seen in yesterday's Shir and today's Shir, that a Chazaka is B'makam Ashtar. So therefore, if all he has is Edim for 3 years, it's not better than if you'd have Edim on a shtar. And the Ma'arer has a shtar which entitles him to have this from 4 years ago. So the Morikama had no right to sell it to you 3 years ago. If I have, even with your shtar, if I have a shtar that predates your shtar, and mine is 4 years ago. So since a chazaka cannot be better than a shtar, therefore we can't say that if he has a chazaka, he has edim on the chazaka for 3 years, he doesn't need edim on 7 years. The Rashbam says, avada, he'll need edim on 7 years. What did Rava mean? Avidi inish dekor l'shnei tuva shnei chazaka. What Rava meant is what we're going to learn further on daf lamed aleph amud aleph. There is a concept that a person who tines something in Bezdin, that once he tined something, einoi chayzer v'toyin, if his second tina is diametrically in steer opposed to what he first tined, he cannot make a contradictory tina in front of Bezdin. Bezdin will only use his original tina in adjudicating the case. So therefore, Rav is saying, if a person would not refer to Shnei Chazaka for many years, he would only say that Shnei Chazaka refers to 3 years, then it would come out that originally he said Shnei Chazaka was 3 years. Later on, he says, no, I meant 7 years. if people wouldn't refer to 7 years as Shnei Chazaka, it would come out that he's contradicting himself. And then we have a rule that in Beis Din, an open steer, an open contradiction, is Ein Achayz V'Toyin. So Beis Din could only accept his original time of 3 years. It wouldn't help him that he has Edim for 7 years. And in such a case, if the Ma'arer brought a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago, we would award it, we would award the ground to the Ma'arer. So that's why Rava said, since Avidi Inish Dekor L'Shnei Tov V'Shnei Chazaka. So when people refer to Shnei Chazaka, they don't just mean 3 years. They could mean many years. Therefore, it comes out that what he's saying later is not in contradiction to what he said originally. He's now explaining to us, I didn't know that he had a shtar, but in reality, I meant many years. And if he has a shtar, my chazaka preceded his shtar. Memelot is no chsarn of toyin v'chayzer v'toyin. And therefore, now we can accept the eidim of 7 years, which he must have. And therefore, he will have a chazaka of 3 years preceding the shtar of 4 years ago. He will have had a chazaka preceding that of 3 years earlier. And Memelot, he can get it from the Morikama, and we do not give it to the Ma'arer. However, if it was only 6 years ago, he only had 2 years of Chazaka before the Shtar of 4 years ago, so then, Ein Lecha Machal G'doyel Mizu. He should have watched his Shtar until he was able to be Moitzi, the Rashbam says, the Shtar from the false Shtar from the hands of the Ma'arer and tear it up, and then he doesn't have to watch his Shtar anymore. After he'll have a chazaka of 3 years, then he won't have to watch a shtar anymore. But once he knows that there's a different shtar here that could challenge his ownership of this property, he is unable to get rid of his own shtar. He has to watch it. And if he didn't watch it, we would give it to the ma'ar. As Tosfos Akasha, the top Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Divrei Maschil Avol, why isn't he believed with a migui, even if he doesn't have 3 years before that shtar, the four-year-old shtar, even if he doesn't have 3 years before, he only has 2 years, he should still be believed with a migui, because he could say to the Ma'arer, yes, it's yours, yes, you bought it from the Morikama, but I have 3 years of chazaka, which I bought it from you. So since he could have lied, if he was a liar, and have said that I bought it from you, we should believe him that I bought it from the Morikama 2 years before you bought it from the Morikama. The Morikama had no right to sell it to you. I have 6 years of chazaka. He had no right to sell it to you. We should believe him with a migui. Answers Tosfos that that's not considered a migui. Since when the Ma'arer said, what are you doing on my land? The Machzik did not know that the Ma'ar had a shtar to prove that the Morikama sold it to him. So he didn't know exactly with what he was dealing. So therefore, we can't say that he had a migui, could have lied and said that I know you have a shtar that you bought it from the Morikama, and I have a chazaka that I bought it from you. He didn't know the exact circumstances of the case. So Mimela, that's not considered a migui. And Mimela, we award it, if it's only 6 years, we award it to the Ma'arer. Continues the Gemara, Zerim Mishal Avoysay, Zerim Mishal Avoysay. This one says it belongs to my ancestors, and this one says, the Ma'arer says it belonged to my ancestors, and the Machzik says it belonged to my ancestors. Now, the Rashbam points out that although this case does not start with the way the other cases started on Daf Lamed, with the words Ahud Amalei Lechavrei Ma Boys Bahai Ara, and it would seem perhaps that this is a theoretical case, but in fact this is an actual case. It's as if this story would begin also with Ahud Amalei Lechavrei My Boys by Ara. It shall avoisa, and the other one, the Machzik, would answer, no, it shall avoisai. And the proof is that later we're going to see that the Machzik at first was going to lose the case, and then he changed with a different taina, and there's a machlokes whether his taina can win it for him or not. But we see clearly that this was an actual case, says the Rashba. So Zeim Rishal Avoy said, this one said it belonged to my ancestors, the Ma'arer says. And the Machzik counters and says, no, it was belonging to my ancestors. Hi, I see Sadi Davisahi. So the Ma'arer brought witnesses that it belonged, in fact, to his forefathers. The high and the marsik, I said, he brought witnesses, the ochlishnei chazaka. He did not bring witnesses that belonged to his forefathers. He brought witnesses that he had a chazaka, that he worked the ground for 3 years. Amar Rabba. So when this Shiloh was brought in front of Rabba, he paskin, that the marsik has a migui, maloy l'shaker. Iboy, if he wanted, Omar le minachsvan tov achalti yishnei chazaka. If he was a liar, he could have said to the one who brought Edim that it belonged to his forefather. He could have said, yes, it belonged to your forefather, but I have a chazaka. I bought it from you. And instead, he's tining that it belonged to my forefather. So with a migui, we believe the machzik that it belongs to his forefathers. And according to Rabba, we would not take the land away from the machzik. Amar le Abaye, said Abaye, no. Mali l'shakar b'makom Edim lo yamrinan. We don't say a migui in the place of Edim, because the machzik has not been able to counter the taina of the ma'arur that it belonged to my forefathers, because he didn't bring Edim. The machzik didn't bring Edim that it belonged to his forefathers. He's trying to use a chazaka. The chazaka itself is eini mataina, because the Edim say that it belonged to the ma'arur's forefathers. The only thing you want to do is believe him with a migui against Edim, does not work. We give it to the one who brings the Edim. Now, the Rajba speaks out that Avada Rabba himself also was moited to this fact, that Migi B'makim Edim Lo Yamrinin. The Machloikis explains the Rajba between Rabba and Abaya was that, since, as we're going to see in the Gemara further, that in this case, if the machzik would say that, yes, it belonged to your forefathers, I agree, but it also belonged to my forefather because my forefather bought it from your forefather. So in such a case, he would be able to say such a thing. So therefore, now Rabbi is saying that he should be believed with a migui. He could have said, I bought it directly from you, and I have a chazaka. So now believe me that it belonged to my forefather. You brought Edim that it belonged to your forefather, but believe me now when I say that my forefather bought it from your forefather. It's not a stira to the Edis that you brought. And Besdin will tine it for him that this is what he meant. It belonged to my forefather because he bought it from your forefather, which your Edim say. I'm not contradicting what your Edim say. So then, L'chayra, a rabbi wants to say, we should be able to believe him with a migli. On that, on this point, Abaya disagrees. And Abaya says, no, this still remains a case of migli makom Edim. Why? As Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil Mali L'shaker in the middle of Tosfos brings from Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the shell avoisai, mashma shahoisim oilum shell avoisai, veloy shellachu aji farsh bedvarv. If he says such a thing, that my forefathers bought it from your forefathers, fine. Then he would be believed. But he doesn't say that. He's just saying shell avoisai. And a normal pshat in shell avoisai is, it was always for many, many centuries, it was part of the possessions of my family and not your family. So therefore, we don't interpret his words. And therefore, all we have left is the Edus of the Ma'ar versus the Migui of the Machzik. That's a case of Migui Makom Edim. We don't believe the Migui against Edim, and therefore we would give it, according to Abaya, to the Ma'ar. Now, the Rashbam points out that although initially Rabba said different than Abaya, but the Rashbam brings two proofs that Abaya was correct. The one proof is, because the Lashon here is not Abaya Omar, in a sense of a question against what Rabba said, but rather it's an emphatic statement. Omerle Abaye. Abaye said this is still a case of Migu B'Makom Edim, and therefore we should not believe the Machzor, we should only believe the Ma'ar. And the second proof is from the next line in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Hodur Omerle. Then the Machzik changed his taina, and he said, in, yes, the Avasachi, I admit it was belonged to your forefather, but Vizvanta, the Lashon of the Rashbam is, Minayu, I bought it from your forefathers. V'hai da'amr lach da'avasei. I said, it belonged to my forefathers. I meant to say, D'samach li Allah k'da'avasei. I was so certain, so secure, that it belongs to me, as if it came b'Yerusha down from my forefathers, because I had a chazaka. I had Edom on the chazaka. I knew that I had bought it from your forefathers. So memela, it was as if it had come down to me. That's what I meant to say. It's my, you say it's from your forefathers. I'm just as convinced it's from my forefathers, meaning I know it belongs to me because I bought it and I have a chazaka and Edom on the chazaka. That's what I meant to say. So this is where the Rashbam brings a proof that Rabba agreed to Abaye, because we see that the Machzik changed his taina here. Hodur Amrle. So the Rashbam says, why Hodur Amrle? Why did he change? Because now the Psak was like Abaye, that we should take it out of the Machzik's hands and give it to the Ma'ar. At that point, the Machzik changed his tune, and he explained what he meant to say with the Avosai, that it belongs to me. So the halacha in this shaila, whether it is a classic case of Migu B'Makom Edim or not, is like Abaye, that it is still considered Migu B'Makom Edim, and therefore we will not believe the Machzik, we'll only believe the Ma'ar. Now, the question is, Toyin, in this case now, where he's explaining what he meant in a very forced way, or the Rashbam says it's maybe not very forced, but it's the Lashon of the Rashbam is machishim ktsas. There, it's not glut. It's a force. It's slightly contradictory. It's not an open contradiction, because he's interpreting what I meant to say with the avosai. I meant to say it was secure to me as if it would be for my forefathers, but it's a kvetch. So do we say on that the rule of Tayin v'chayzer v'tayin? I ain't a Tayin v'chayzer v'tayin. Normally, as we mentioned before, if a person made one taina in front of Bezdin and then he makes a totally contradictory taina in front of Bezdin, Bezdin will not accept his second taina. Bezdin will only accept his first taina. The question is here, where it's not a total contradiction, it's only a hakhoshek tzas, is that still considered ein tayin v'chayzer v'tayin? Or here we will say tayin v'chayzer v'tayin. He is a lot. Bezdin could paskin on his second taina. So on this we have a machlokes. Ulo amar tayin v'chayzer v'tayin. And as the Rashbam points out from the end of our sugya, right before the two dots, the Gemara says v'hilchas tayin v'chayzer v'tayin, that in this case where it's only a koshik tzas, you could have two tainas, because you're not contradicting yourself with your second time, you're explaining your first taina, so there's no problem of ein atayin v'chayzer v'tayin. That's what Ula says. However, Nardoi, in this case of Akoshik Tzas, disagrees. Nardoi Amri, ein atayin v'chayzer v'tayin, that here too, not only when it's a total contradiction, but even when it's Akoshik Tzas, their sheet is that ein atayin v'chayzer v'tayin, and if so, we would not listen to the Machzik, we would award the karka, according to Nardoi, to the Ma'ar. Says the Gemara, Umoide Ula, Ula is Moide, even though the Allah is like Ula, but there's a certain case where Ula is Moide to Nardoi, that we say, Eina Toyin v'chayz v'toyin. Heicha d'omer lei shalav v'ayse v'loy shalav v'isech. If he spells it out, and he first said in front of Bezdin, this belongs to my forefathers, and it does not belong to your forefathers. Then later he wants to come and say, yes, it belonged to your forefathers, but I meant to say it's a secure to me, as if it came from my forefathers. No, that's an open contradiction. That's not a koshek tzas, that's a koshek gomer. Then, even Ulu's Moyer Deina Chayzer V'Toyin, that in Bezdin, you can't make a contradictory second claim, and Bezdin will have to done based on your first claim, and based on your first claim, you're going to lose the case. Continues the Gemara, V'Heicha Davakoi Beidina. and if he was standing in Beis Din Veloiton, and he didn't make a taina. V'asam Yibroi. Then he went outside of Beis Din. He came back from being outside of Beis Din, V'ton, and then he made a second claim, and it's a Hachoshek Tzas, where Ulo Paskins that Toyin V'choyzer V'toyin. But when did he make the second claim? Only after he came from outside of Beis Din back. Then Ula's also moited to Nardoi, Dabar Choshek Tzas, Eina Choyzer V'toyin. My time, or what's the reason? Because Tanise Agmarei, the Rashbam says, Oyevav V'kroivav, his friends, his relatives, while he was outside, they said, hey, you're going to lose the case. But if you interpret what you're trying to say by saying it was secured to me as if it belonged to my forefathers, you'll win the case. So they taught him how to say it, but it's not really the truth, and therefore we don't accept his second Taina's explanation, even though it's a Choshek Tzas. So Ula is Moida, where it's a complete contradiction that ain't a Choshek Tzas. He's also Moida to Nardoi, where he got the explanation after he returned from outside of Beis Din. Umoida Nardoi, now the opposite Nardoi, who say by a Choshek Tzas that Ein Choyzer V'toyin, they're moited to Ula, that Hey Chador Malei Shalav Voisi Shalachu Mevisecha. That if he said, yes, this, it was, I agree that it's your forefathers, but when I said it belonged to my forefathers, I meant it's my forefathers who bought it from your forefathers. I'm not contradicting the witnesses that you bought. So then, Choyzer V'toyin, then that, where it's not a contradiction at all, but this is an addition. When I said it belonged to my forefathers, I was correct. When you said it belonged to your forefathers, you were correct. But what I meant to say was it belonged to my forefathers after they purchased it from your forefathers. So then even Nardoi is moida to Ula, that here will be Choyzer V'toyein, and then Beis Din will award it to the Machzik. Toysus and Divrei Maskil, moida Nardoi has a suffix which remains unresolved. What happens if he's Choyzer V'toyein this taina, that it's Shalav Oisai, Shalachu Me'avetzecha, after he returned from Beis Din? Before we learned that Ula's moida back Choshek Tzas, that if he reinterpreted his words by saying it was as secure to me as if it had come from my forefathers, that if he got that explanation after he returned from outside, ain't a choyzer v'toyin. What about this case here where it's not a forced interpretation? It's rather a very glut, very straight addition and clarification of what he meant, that it belonged to my forefathers, which is no way a contradiction to what he said before, and therefore it takes into account the edim that the Ma'arer brought. Yes, it belongs to your forefathers, but my forefathers bought it from your forefathers. What happens if that comes from outside of Beis Din? Tais as a suffix, whether there we will still say that ein choyzer v'toyin, because he got it from outside of Beis Din, or since it's such a straight addition, maybe even if he came back from outside of Beis Din, we will accept that. Tosfos remains with a question. Continues the Gemara, V'heichad ishtoi mili ibroi. And if he was discussing the issues, the time is outside of Beis Din, V'loiton, and he did not make the taina which he eventually will make in Beis Din, v'asla beidin of a taina. Then he came into Beis Din and he did taina it. The choyzer v'toyin. Here we say that even though the Rashbam says, even though if he's totally oikreis legamri eser shoynes, even if it's a case where outside of Beis Din he said it belongs to my forefathers and not to your forefathers, and now when he comes into Beis Din he says it belongs to my forefathers because they bought it from your forefathers, or it was so secure to me that it's my forefathers because I knew I had a chazaka with Adim, so it was as if it was my forefathers. If outside of Beis Din he said it did not belong to your forefathers, and he's contradicting himself now in Beis Din, choyzer v'toyin, my time, what's the reason? Because Ovid in Ishloi Megalitanisa El Beidina, because the people the derech of people is, they don't show their cards. They don't explain clearly what their tanyas are going to be in Beis Din. Because if they're going to explain to the other side what their tanyas are going to be in Beis Din, the other side will learn how to defend themselves in front of Beis Din. So therefore, people do that. It's a little deceiving, or a lot deceiving, but that's the nature of trying to win the Din Torah. So outside of Beis Din, he'll pretend that he's going to say one taina. And when it comes to Lamaisa in Beis Din, that's the derech of people, that they're going to say what the real taina is. And he didn't want to give his opponent a chance to prepare outside of Beis Din. So there, everybody is minded that even if you're soiser yourself, that toyin v'choizer v'toyin. Amra meimer. Said amemer. Ano nardo ano. I am from Nardo. But I don't agree with Nardo. They said that by choshek tzas, ain't a choizer v'toyin. And I hold that even by Choshek Sas is Choizer V'Toyim Svirli, the Toyim V'Choizer V'Toyim, V'Hilchasa, here the Gemara says clearly, that Toyim V'Choizer V'Toyim, that the Halacha is like Ula, that where there's a Choshek Sas, that we say Toyim V'Choizer V'Toyim, and we will award it, in our case that we had here, to the Machzik when he said, that it shall avoisai, I meant that it was so secure to me to samachli Allah, kida avoisai. Continues the Gemara, another maisa that happens. Zeh oy mishal avoisai, and the Bach puts in ve'achalti yishnei chazaka. This one said that it belongs to my forefathers, and I used the karka for 3 years. Zeh oy mer, and the other one said that it shall avoisai. No, it belongs to my forefathers, and also v'chalti yishnei chazaka. I used the same 3 years that you say you had a chazaka. Each one brought edim that it belonged to their forefather. They were tining, and that they had those years of chazaka. But now, as far as the edis goes, things were a little different. Hai aisi sadi da'avisiv ochle shnei chazaka. The first one brought... The Ma'arer brought witnesses that it belonged to his forefathers and that he ate years of Chazaka. V'hai, Isisari, the Machzik brought witnesses. He didn't bring witnesses on the forefather, but the Ochle Shnei Chazaka, that he had 3 years of Chazaka. So on the Chazaka, there was Edim that were Machishim Zeh. On the forefathers, it was only the Ma'arer who had the forefather. Amar Rav Nachman, Uki Achila Labari Achila, will cancel the 3 years of using the karka, of working with the ground, the edim on each one will cancel each other out, because they're machishim zuazu, the uki ara becheskes avisa. So what do we have left? We have left the same case that we had at the top of the Gemara, of this amud, that one has edim that it belongs to his forefather, the other has edim that he has a chazaka, but it's a chazaka she'eni matayna, because he can't disprove the edim that the Ma'arer brought that belonged to his forefathers, because the Machzik didn't bring edim that it belonged to the Machzik's forefathers. Amar le'Rava, the Bach puts in the Vav, v'ha edus m'cheshesi. Why do you say that it will go to the Ma'arer, will take it away from the Machzik, since there are edim that contradict each other? So then you can't accept the edus on anything else. They're misafik. Each aid is perhaps an apostle, and if he's an apostle, then he can't testify on anything else. How can you accept the edim on avasa? If they said 3 years of Chazaka, and they contradicted the other Edom of the Machzik of 3 years of Chazaka, so perhaps they're postulatum. If they're postulatum, how could you believe them on Avisa? And therefore, there should be a halacha, as we find later on Daf Lamed Dalad, which the Rashbam on Amud Bey says that should be the halacha of Kol Dalam Gvar, that who's ever stronger, he will be the one that will take control of the karka. Amar Leis, so Rav Nachman responded to Rava, Nehede is Kishbachi Losa, Einachanami, we have Edom that are contradicting each other. On the Achila, as we turn to Amid Beis, but Ba'avisa, Miyiskech, but is there a contradiction as far as Avisa? By Avisa, we only have Edom for one of them, and therefore, according to Rav Nachman, we will accept the Edom of the Ma'arer, who says that it belongs to his father. Lema Rava Rav Nachman plucked the Rav Chuda Rav Chizda. Mifkli, should we say that Rava Rav Nachman are arguing the exact same machloek as Rav Chuda Rav Chizda? The Itmar we learned in a brisa base kiti edim achisha zuazu. If you have two pairs of edim who are contradicting one another, as Rashbam, the top Rashbam says here, the nafkamina between Akash and Azama, that Akash is that two pairs of Adam say that Reuven lent $100 from Shimon, and two pairs of Adam say that on the day when you first Adam say that Reuven lent $100 from Shimon, Reuven was with us the whole day, and we can testify that that whole day he did not borrow money from anyone. So the din is, we don't believe the second pair of Adam more than the first pair of Adam. However, by Azama, the case is where the second pair of Adam say, how could the first pair of Adam testify that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon when on that day the first pair of Adam were with us in Los Angeles? The loan was supposed to have taken place in New York. That's what the first pair of Adam say. And we can testify that they were with us in Los Angeles, and we were with them a whole day, and they could not have been Adam on a loan that took place in New York. So there the halacha will be that we will believe the second pair of Adam, the Adei Azama. But our case over here is Eidei Akasha, Amrav Huna, Zuba b'fnei Atzma Me'ida, Zuba b'fnei Atzma Me'ida. On another matter, each pair of Eidim can come and testify because they're only Pasul Misafik, and we will put each one, there's only a Safik if they are Pasul, and we'll put each one on a Cheskas Kashrus. Each one by himself has a Cheskas Kashrus. Einich, let me, Rashi says that if you'll take one aid from one cut and you'll take another aid from the other cut, and they're going to testify on something, on that we can't accept their testimony because one of these aidim is for sure puzzle because they're aidim amachishim zezeh, and you took one from each cut. So therefore, whatever they're going to testify on, it's only a chatzi aidus, so that we won't accept. But if you leave the pair of Adim, each pair of Adim intact, and each pair will be made on another testimony, according to Rav Huna, we'll accept it because each one has a Cheskas Kashrus. However, Rav Chizda disagrees, and Rav Chizda says, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali, what do you need these false Adim? You, for example, if you want to use these Adim to remove money from a Muchsik, you won't be able to, because a suffix if these Adam are kosher or not, maybe they're possible, and this person is muchzik in the money, and therefore, through the testimony of suffix possible Adis, they won't be able to extract the money, and therefore, they're not believed according to Rav Chizda. So, lema, should we say that Rav Nachman on Amid Aleph, in the case of Zer Amishal Avaisai, and only one brought kosher Edim, but they were contradicting each other concerning the Shnei Chazaka, that Rav Nachman said, we would give the karka to the one who brought Edim that it belonged to his forefathers. So Rav Nachman, who was machshir that pair of Edim, da'amak Rav Huna, he paskin like Rav Huna, that Einichanami, we can't accept them concerning the Chazaka, but we can accept them concerning the Avos. V'Rava, who says that since they are Edom that are Machishim Zezeh, you can't accept them for anything, he holds like Rav Chizda, that we just learned that Rav Chizda said, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali, they are not able to testify independently on some other matter because Misafik, they are Pasul. So should we say that one machloikis is telling the other machloikis? The Bach puts in the word loy. I'll leave it to Rav Chizda kuliyam le pligi. There is no machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rava in Rav Chizda. Because if Rav Chizda holds that Edim amachishim zezeh are possible on another matter, so certainly Rav Chizda shita would be concerning the case on Amid Aleph, that if we don't accept them concerning the 3 years chazaka, so we're not going to accept the Edim on Avos either, because that's the same matter. It's all related to this discussion, whether the karka belongs to the machzik or the ma'arer. So if Rav Chizda holds that on a separate Edis, the Edim on Machishim Zezeh are not believed, so certainly they're not believed in this very case itself. So there, Kuli Amalei Pligi, there Rava and Rav Nachman would not have a machlokes. Everybody would hold that the Edom are not accepted. Ki Pligi, when is there a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav? I'll leave it to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, who says that you do accept the Edom and Machishim on a separate, independent testimony. So there, we'll say the following. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna said that Zubo b'fnei atzma mida, the Zubo b'fnei atzma mida, so too over here, we will accept the Edom who said that it belonged to this person's forefathers. If Rav Huna holds that by two separate cases, Rav Huna, according to Rav Nachman, not only would Rav Huna hold it by two separate cases, he'll hold it even if it's negated to the same case. However, on that point, Rava disagrees. V'Rava atkan lekama Rav Huna eleidus acheres. When did Rav Huna say that the Edom HaMechishim says there are believed that's on a totally separate edus? Avalo oisa edus loy, but when it refers to the same edus, here it all, as the Rashbam explains, it refers to the same karka. The Chazok is negated this karka, the Avos is negated this karka. Everything relates to the case at hand. So when did Rav Huna say that the Edom are believed? That's on a separate Edus. But in this very case itself, once you're not accepting them concerning the Cheskes Gimel Shana, because they're contradicting each other, who was on the ground for those 3 years, the Machzik or the Ma'ar, who demonstrated Chazaka, you're not accepting the Edom, so therefore on the same case, we're not going to accept any of the Edom, even the ones the guy who said that this belonged to his forefathers, to the Ma'ar's forefathers. Continues the Gemara, Hadr Aisi Sadi Da'avasihi. So then the Machzik matched the Ma'arer, just like the Ma'arer had brought Edom on the forefather issue and on the Chazaka. Now the Machzik, who had only until now brought on the Chazaka issue, brought Edom on the Avos issue as well. So they were mamish equally contradicting one another. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Anan Achsine, we have installed the Ma'arer. We took it away from the Machzik, we gave it to the Ma'arer. Because the halacha, in fact, is like Rav Nachman. In the first case that we had on Amud Aleph, the halacha is like Rav Nachman. And that's why Rav Nachman did accept the Edom that the Ma'arer brought, that it belonged to his forefathers. And he awarded the karka, he took it away from the Machzik, and he gave it to the Ma'arer. But now that the Machzik had matched the Ma'arer, so Rav Nachman says, Anan Achsine, we installed the Ma'arer on this ground, but Anan Maskinole, now we will remove him from this ground. It looks like, as the Rashbam says, a chuchu tlula, it looks like a joke, because Bezdin paskined one way, and then Bezdin had charata and paskined differently, as the Rashbam says that the halacha now will be called Alam Gvar, whoever's stronger is going to win, we're not going to give it to the Ma'arer, who's ever stronger between the Ma'arer and the Machzik is going to win. That looks like a Zilusa de Beidina. It looks like a shame, a disgrace of Bezdin. Zilusa de Beidina, we're not worried what people will say, that Bezdin first paskin one way and then the same Bezdin paskin the other way. We're not worried about Zilusa de Beidina. Masiv Rava, so Rava had a question that we should worry about Zilusa de Beidina. We see we do worry about Zilusa de Beidina. And he brought a raya from a Mishnah in Mesechta Yevamos. The most of Rav had a question of Itam, and some say the question was from Rav Zeira. Shnayim Amrim Meis. Two Edom said that the husband died. Shnayim Amrim Loi Meis. And two Edom said that he did not die. And the question will be whether the woman is allowed to marry someone else. Or Shnayim Amrim Nizgash or Shnayim Amrim Loi Nizgash. Two Edom said that he divorced his wife, and two Edom said he did not divorce his wife. And the Rashbam says there could be two shilas. Either he died without children, and it's a shal of Yibam. So if he had divorced his wife, then there is no din of Yibam, and she'll be able to marry anyone in the Shuk. She won't have any Zika to the Yavam. Or The question is, he's alive, the husband. And the question is, did she get a get from the husband? Could she marry someone else or not? So the din is, harei zulaitinase. She should not get married, lechatchila v'im nisas, but if she did get married, based on the testimony of the Edom who said that the husband died or the husband divorced her, loiseitse, she should not go out from her second husband. So the Rashbam brings the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chaf Bezum and Aleph, where the Gemara asks the question, how could she stay with her husband, even b'di'eved, when it's a habol lebo ashim toli? There's a suffix, maybe she is an ashes ish, and somebody had relations with her would have to bring an ashim toli. How could she stay married to him? And the Gemara answers that she got married to one of the witnesses who said that I saw that your husband died. He has no suffix. Bezdin has a suffix, but he has no suffix. What about herself? So Rashi brings down the Gemara there, where she said, Borili Shemes Bali, I also saw that my husband died. I know for sure that he died. And therefore she is allowed, b'di'eved, to marry the witness. So l'chatchila Bezdin would not paskin, since it's trey, and it's a suffix, but b'di'eved, in this circumstance, she would be allowed to marry the eight. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi says, Tetze, that she should leave her husband, even b'di'eved. Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi, so Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi qualified what he said. Amos and the Amar Tetze, when did I paskin that she has to leave her husband, b'zman shebo eidim v'achekach nisas? If there were two Edom against two Edom, she knows there's a suffix. She knows if she would come to Bezdin would paskin, you cannot get married, me suffix. So then, and she still got married, then we would force her to leave her husband. Avon nisas v'achabo Edom. But if two Edom said that he died, and based on that testimony, she got married. And then two other Edom came and said that she did not die. Harezu loitetze. Then she does not go out. Why? Because then we're choyish for zilus to beidina. So this is Gemara's question. How could Rav Nachman paskin that we take it away from the ma'arer? And we're not worried about Zilus to Beit Dina. From here you see from Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi, you are worried about Zilus to Beit Dina. Omar Lei, said Rav Nachman, when he heard this kasha from Rava, Anos Avril Mamed Ovd, I wanted to do a action to take it out of the hands of the Ma'arur and leave it to the din of Koldom Gvar, because I wasn't worried about Zilus to Beit Dina, but Hashta Dasvina and At. But now that you ask me a kasha from this Mishnah in Yevamos on Daf Pei Chesam at Beis, Ve'usvin Rav Amnon Besuri, and the same question was asked to me from Rav Amnon in Surya, Loi Avdina Ba'ovda, I will not do it, I'll leave it because I am worried about Zilus de Beidina, as you prove from the Rav Nachman Bar Yossi. Then the Gemara says a strange thing happened. Nafak Avad Ovda, he went out and he did. He did take it away from the Ma'ar. He did leave it up to Kol Dolm Gvar. So Man Dechaza, the one who saw what Rav Nachman had done, Sarva to Usu B'yari. He thought that he made a mistake. He forgot the kasha that we brought, Rav's kasha from Nachman Rav Yossi. He forgot that he himself said, Hashta, that the Svina Natvulisan Rav Nunan Besri, Loy Avdina Bo'avda, I'm not going to do. They thought that he forgot. V'loyhi. The Gemara says it's not that he forgot, but elamishim detalya ba'ashloi ravervi, but because he found tanoim, as Rashi Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Beis explains, he found thick, heavy ropes. One pshat, a second pshat in Rashi, he found big trees, meaning he depended on these big trees, on these thick, heavy ropes. He depended on the great tanoim that we're going to see in a Mishnah, which we find in the Gemara in Ksubis of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, where from three Tanoim, Ashli Ravavi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we're going to see that Lezilusa de Beidina, Loi Chayshinen, as Rabbi Nachman had said originally, and therefore, although they asked him a question, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Nachman himself said, I'm not going to do anything, I'm going to leave the status quo, since he found this Mishnah with the Ashli Ravavi, the great Tanoim, he in fact changed his mind, and he took it away from the Ma'ar, and he was not worried for Zeilusa de Beidina. And how exactly we have a raya from this Mishnah in Ksubis, we will see Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach in tomorrow's shir.